G'day, Shauno.
Joel Payne, Brian Fletcher, how are we?
G'day, Shawnee. Just before we get started, your tip about Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, yeah.
That's saluted. $1.07. What did you say, $1.50?
Well, we got the... It was $1.45 anytime, but we got the good oil off Bozza, didn't we? We spoke to Boz yesterday, and he said he thinks he was going to play or start, and that saluted. I think Brooksy's got some crazy stat around how many goals he's now scored. It's something ridiculous in the Premier League. But they went down to the young boys, your team, Fletch.
Yeah, at what's the name of the stadium, Brooksy?
Wankdorf.
Wankdorf, yeah. I think the crowd was as well. Yeah, the young boys at Wankdorf. You could not write that any better.
Oh, that'd be beautiful stuff. Rightio, Shawnee boy, where do you want to start? Seagulls take on the Roosters?
Yeah, let's start there again like we did last night. And there's not much to report. Early days. Manly's still very, very short here. $1.31 in the head-to-head. Chooks, $3.50 an hour. Verrills, I probably thought he had a big chance of getting off at the judiciary last night, but no luck. He sits out the 2 weeks. I'm sure you've got some views on that, Sugar, and how that should be run. But the line, it's only ticked up a point, so I think it was 10.5 when I spoke to you last time. It's out to that silly odd number of 11.5. Total still very high, 46.5 points. I don't know. I could make an argument in this game for it to go one of two ways. I can probably say the Chooks, you know, just getting up for it and winning, or Turbo really turning it on and putting a number on them. So if you're leaning one way or the other, if you like Manly, I'd probably go to the alternates, maybe the 19-plus market, something like that. Or if you like the Roosters, I think just back them off the stick. That's sort of how I see it playing out. And the other one, it just ticked up yesterday, 11.5 to 12.5, Penrith Panthers, they're the favourites there, $1.22, Para, $4.25. I'm very keen on a Penrith bounce back in this one. I think they're going to do it very, very easily.
Now, Bearshead, I've got one for you here, and I know you love backing this player anyway, so I won't need to sell it to you too hard, but what does Ben Condon, Kenny Bromwich and Matt Dorey have in common?
They've all scored against Manly down that left side.
That's right. In the last 3 weeks, the left back rower has scored 3 weeks in a row. Angus Crichton, yeah. Coming spinner.
Yeah, what are we getting for that, Shawnee?
$4.50.
Any time?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Thoughts, Cole Monner?
Oh, you know, I love it. Whenever you put down a trial scorer, I always pick it up, Shawnee. And you've made a pretty good argument for that one. Angus plays 80, I'm pretty sure. There's a lot of points in the game. So it's just a matter of how many points are they going to go the Chooks way. But I know the Manly edges last week certainly had a tough time of it. So can they bounce back? Not too sure.
I've got another one for you, Brian.
Yeah.
What do these guys have in common? Round 20, Daniel Tupu. Round 21, Josh Mansour times two.
Yes.
Ruben Garrick times three. Brian To'o times three. Anari Tuala times three.
Try scorers.
Left. Life is peaceful there.
Yeah.
You getting picking up what I'm putting down?
I'm hearing you.
Who's going left? Life is peaceful there at the Penny Panthers.
Gotcha.
Brian To'o gotcha. For Brian Tu'u.
Yeah, he probably should have scored. We definitely, if Burton passes him in the first half, he gets at least one.
Two tries.
I reckon
you could probably take your pick down that. Well, I'm very, very bullish on Penrith in this game, so I'm a little bit biased, but I reckon you could take your pick of anyone down that left side. Penrith to score a try. You got big Viliani kick out, $2.70. Matty Burton, $2.10. Ty's getting a little bit short at $1.53, but maybe you want to look at first try scorer for him, $7. We know it's definitely their weak edge, Para. Could not talk you out of any of those. But one thing I do know, what does an NRL player calling your show have in common when they call up, boys?
Meat pie after they speak to us.
Meat pie time. What about this? Now, I am not dipping his mob, so he might struggle, but you're getting a big old price about Nathan Brown. $13 to score a try in this one, if you don't mind. He's starting the game as well.
Yeah, I love that.
He's been good the last couple of weeks.
It's been
very, very good. I mean, the whole side sort of struggled there for a month or so, but he's back.
Go left. Where the skies are blue, go left.
Pet
Shop
Boys?
It's what we're going to do. Exactly right.
Pet Shop Boys?
Exactly right, Shawnee boy. What about the Rara? What's going on in the Rara?
Do you know how they got their nickname?
No.
Okay. Think of gerbil.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll get back to you.
Oh, no.
True that.
No. Let's think of pumas, shall we, Shawnee?
Oh, geez, what a segue to the Rara.
I could have said a Springbok.
Oh, gosh. I'd rather an Impala.
Oh, I'm squirming just thinking about a gerbil, let alone a Springbok. Anyway, Wallabies taking on the Springboks again. 7.5-point outsiders, the Wallabies. Big $3.70 head-to-head. The Saffers, $1.29. These are both on Saturday, these games. And then we've got the Argies taking on the All Blacks. Argies up against it, $12.50. If you think they can cause a miracle, the All Blacks almost unbackable. $1.03, the line is a big old 25.5.
Ooh, rightio. Fletchy's just, he's got the app out ready to go. He's looking towards one particular race, which is what, Brian?
Race 3 tomorrow, Kembla Grange, over 1,500 metres. I tell you what, they've come for him. Different strokes.
What's the mail before we go to Sean? What is your mail saying?
The mail is saying we've got J-Mac on board and J-Mac just lets him go.
Yeah.
He said, we've got barrier one. We've never had this, we've never had the inside barrier. We've always been 9 and 12.
Ooh.
So we've always had to go 3 wide, no cover, buzz. But this time, we're going to see how he goes. So what are they saying? What's your intel saying, Sean?
Well, you can generally follow the hot money now. When I spoke to you yesterday, we put up $4.20 on the board. It's now into $3.70. I just want to know if most of that money is yours. I'm tipping it probably is.
No, I've had a little bit at $4.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you're on the value. You're on the value early. $3.70, outright favourite now. When I spoke to you yesterday, the sort of query was the track and that inside barrier. That could be a bit of a bog. With all the rain that we've seen, but it's sort of the sun's been out for a little bit today, a bit of wind, and I think it's probably the same down there. So maybe it's not going to be as bad as what we first thought. So the money's certainly coming. I put another call out to the Mad Irishman. He said the main opposition in the race looks like JoJo was a man, the number one horse there, or as he coined it, JoJo was a myth. He thinks it's completely gone, this horse. So he's not too worried about that. Obviously carrying the top weight there. Echo Point.
Far away in time.
There's plenty of songs being referenced today, isn't there?
Yeah, Echo Point's the leader in this race. So you're probably going to have to run down it.
But, yes.
He said that J-Mac loves different strokes. The camp love different strokes. I think it's going to relish. It's up in distance here. It's going to 1,500.
True that.
It should relish that. Very, very confident. So I'm not willing to go all the way and say WBW, but it's going to get a bloody good chance of winning. So do as you please and gamble responsibly.
You know what I found here for you, Brian, as well, and it's an awful bet. There's nothing worse than taking the unders because you just want nothing to happen the whole game. But if you take out last game between the Panthers and Parramatta, because clearly Parramatta rested all their players, 7 games in a row, the most points as a collective, Parra and Penrith, is 32. Okay. That's the highest in 7 games. What's the overs-unders in that one, Shawnee?
Sitting at 43.5 now, Shug.
There you go. Okay. So 7 games, 32 is the most, and it's at 42.5, if you don't mind.
Okay, so I'm going to do that into To'o anytime, into Angus anytime,
into
the
strokes.
Young boys just go mad tonight.
At Wankdorf.
Young boys at Wankdorf. Never gets old just saying that.
No. Shawnee, thank you very much, mate. We appreciate your time again.
No worries, boys. Enjoy the night. We'll chat soon.
Absolutely. Hey, whoever you bet with, take a sec before you bet. And set a deposit limit from Sportsbet. Gamble responsibly. And hopefully out of that chat, there was no Bader Meinhof applying to Shawnee
after
this particular chat.